So this is Jonathan Kraft, and I am here with my wife, Carrie Kraft. I believe that's the first time I've actually ever said your name, like introducing you as my wife that way. So who knows who's actually going to hear this call, but if you're hearing this call, the reason you're listening to this call right now is because Carrie knows a ridiculous amount about how to get inexpensive rates on travel. And I've said to her, like, I don't know how many times, but you should write a book. You should put it together because people will really like that information and it'd be really helpful for her. So this is the start of that process. And Carrie's actually already got a site up at carriesclassics.com. And she offers all kinds of cool stuff there, books and travel reviews and movie reviews and all kinds of cool stuff. But in this call, the reason we're talking today, other than the fact that, you know, she's my wife, is because I want you to know the information that she knows about inexpensive travel. She's helped us save a lot of money on all the travel that we do. So what's up, Carrie?
Hi. How are you?
How's that for a nice introduction?
Yeah, it's great.
Travel expert aficionado.
Oh, thank you. Very nice.
Carrie Kraft. The artist formerly known as Carrie Roll, now known as Carrie Rollcraft, or Carrie Kraft. So, anyway, let's get started.
Okay.
So you know a lot about taking trips, and I think one of the questions people would have all the time is, I mean, well, let's just start on the other side. What is the most expensive way, if I wanted to spend the most money possible on a trip, what do you think would be the most expensive way to take a trip?
Booking through a travel agent, because they, I mean, they make their money by your booking travel through them. So they mark everything up. And they do have some advantages, but if, I mean, the advantages that they offer, you can get on your own as well.
So what are some of those advantages of using a travel agent?
Well, they offer a kind of travel insurance, which is not necessary in all cases, but sometimes it's probably nice to have. And they can act as a third party, an intermediary between you and whoever you're booking with. So if any problem comes up, they would deal with it rather than you.
So there's probably a plus in that anyway.
Right.
Okay. So, but you would say that it's probably more expensive to go through a travel agent than doing it yourself?
Oh, it's absolutely more expensive.
Okay. So what would be the least expensive way to go travel?
Just spend a little time and do, I mean, and by a little time, I mean a very little time, and do some research on your own and have a little bit of flexibility in your travel. So that means flexibility with dates of travel and flexibility with, you know, places you're willing to go as well.
So if I want to go to Los Angeles, I should be willing to go to San Diego instead?
No, if you're wanting to go to Los Angeles, you should be willing to fly into other airports other than LAX.
So looking at other airports in the area can
right.
sometimes be cheaper?
Yes.
Cool. So if I wanted, since we're using Los Angeles as the example, if I wanted to find it like the cheapest deal on a flight from New York to Los Angeles, how would I do it? I mean, what would be the process if I called you and said, Carrie, find me the cheapest rate? What would be your process for finding a really cheap deal from New York to Los Angeles?
Okay. Well, the first place that I go is I go to Expedia.com because they give you a nice overview of who flies from which destination to which destination, because not every airline flies in all cities. And then they'll kind of give you a rough idea of what it's going to cost. So if we go to Expedia.com and we click on leaving from and we type in NYC, which is New York City, and it also means all airports in New York City, and then you type in going to, you type in Los Angeles, California, and depart. Let's see, you generally want to book your tickets 2 weeks in advance, and it's cheaper to travel on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So how long do you want to stay?
Which days?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay. So let's say I wanted to stay for 6 days.
6 days. Okay, so let's have you fly out on Wednesday. Let's check Wednesday, January 23rd. And have you return on Tuesday, January 29th, and one adult, and search for flights.
Okay.
And so you see, when it pulls up Expedia, it says it needs a little more information. And I was really general when I typed in Los Angeles, because I wanted to make sure I included all of the airports that were in that area. And it lists all of them for you. Are you going to all airports in Los Angeles? Are you willing to go to all of those, or are you only willing to go to one? So I usually click all airports.
Is there any downside to choosing all the airports? I mean, other than if I'm staying right next to the LAX airport or something like that, but is there any downside to having all of those airports selected? If I don't really care where I'm staying or if it's, you know, not too far away from the airport?
No. You'll usually, I mean, it just shows you which airport is the cheapest.
Okay.
And, I mean, the downside is if you're staying across town and you don't want to have to get all the way across town from one airport to the other. Some people I know have family in Burbank, so they prefer to fly into the Burbank airport because it's really close to their house instead of flying into the Los Angeles one and having to drive across town through Los Angeles, because a lot of people don't like driving through LA.
Sure.
So then when Expedia comes up with its results, we look and we have this grid at the top, and it shows you prices. And prices range anywhere from $248 if you're willing to have a layover. And if you want nonstop, you can fly for as low as $258. Now, and usually there's a lot bigger gap between those two numbers. But in this case, time-wise, I think it's the $10 you would spend for a nonstop flight is probably worth it. So, but you can see that the you would get on U.S. Airways nonstop is $827. So if you were loyal and you only flew through U.S. Airways and you had to have a nonstop flight, you would pay $600 more than if you're willing to fly on another carrier. Okay, so from
To shop around is what you're saying.
Right.
And you've got all of those results because you searched on Expedia and it comes up with five or six different airlines that actually run that route and compares those different airlines.
Right.
Okay.
So from here I would look at that and I see that Delta is the cheapest. So I'd open a new window and I would go to delta.com and run the same search. So I would say from NYC to QLA, which is the code for all airports in Los Angeles.
And you didn't know that before you did the search, though, right? I mean, you got that QLA code for all airports from Expedia.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. And I would say departing on the 23rd of January and returning on the 29th. And on Delta, they have this really great box that says search plus or minus 1 day for my travel dates. So that'll show you the lowest price plus or minus 1 day of the days that you selected. So then we click go.
So by being a little flexible, it gives you multiple day options, and some of those days are going to be cheaper than other days?
Right, exactly. Okay, so Delta apparently doesn't like the multiple city code. So for Delta, you have to select an exact airport that you want to fly out of. So because JFK is kind of the biggest, we'll select JFK. And then going to, and then we'll change that to LAX, which is the code for the biggest airport in LA. Flexible travel dates. See, now under this it says flexible travel dates. And you can change that to as many as 3 days earlier and 3 days after on both return and departure. So then you have more options rather than just one day plus or minus, but one day plus or minus works as well.
Okay.
Are you recording this on your screen, or should we have been recording it online?
No, we can. I mean, the reason for doing this is we actually have the audio, and then we can batch it up with a screenshot too if we want to, or, you know.
Right.
I'm not recording it on my screen at the moment, no.
Oh, okay. I was just, because I'm saying all these prices, and prices change every time.
Right. So, and that's important for somebody listening to this. If you're doing this search, it's not going to be the exact same price, but the point is to understand the concepts of how she's finding these inexpensive fares, or how she's finding the cheapest fare for the travel time. So, you know, if there's a screenshot accompanying this, there may or may not be. You might be listening to the audio of this and not seeing the screen. The important thing is to understand the concepts of what Carrie's talking about, because I've just been amazed by, you know, I mean, how much money we can save on travel. You know, I would just book the ticket. I go to Hotwire or wherever and figure that that's the cheapest rate and just book it. And, you know, I mean, we've saved 50, 100. We say, we went to Africa last year and we saved how much? We could have saved a lot more on the tickets if we bought them earlier. But I think we still saved like $300 on each of our tickets by shopping around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so back to this Delta search. It pulled up this grid, and it gave me the options of leaving anywhere from Sunday, January 20th to Saturday, January 26th, and coming back anywhere from Saturday, January 26th through Friday, February 1st. And I have to say that this is the first time I've ever seen a grid look like this, where it doesn't matter what day you travel in that entire grid, every price is the same. So we'll stick with our departing January 23rd and returning January 29th.
So, but by booking through Delta versus booking through Expedia, what's the difference in price?
It hasn't shown me yet.
Okay.
Okay, so it pulls up. And all the ones that it's showing me right now have a layover of at least one layover. And they're showing a price of $258 round trip plus taxes and fees for a total price of $299.60. So let's go back and let's pick on the same, we'll pick the same flight with a stop on Expedia, and it shows it's $248 plus $29 in taxes and fees for a total of $277. So in this case, Expedia is actually cheaper than Delta. So next we can run to, if you want, we can look through these other airlines, Frontier Airlines, U.S. Airways, American, and United, and see what their prices are going to be. Would you like to do that, or would you just like to look at the Delta one?
We can do that, but the point out of this really is that you're running a few different searches at the same time. You're not just assuming that Expedia is going to be cheapest. In this case, Expedia is actually cheaper than booking directly through Delta. But usually what I've noticed is that you can find, I mean, what you do usually is you find what airlines fly there and what airlines have the routes there, and then it's actually, you know, $20, $30, $40, sometimes $100 cheaper to book directly through the airline instead of booking through Expedia or Hotwire or some of the others. And sometimes it's cheaper to go through Expedia. So I think the concept is really the important part, not so much the actual fare. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we could continue with it. If we were to continue with it, what would be the next step that you would take, though?
Next, I would work down the line. I'd look at Frontier Airlines. I'd look at U.S. Airways. I'd look at American, and I'd book at United. And I'd look at all of those directly, and then I would go to some of the other budget websites. Like I would go to Hotwire. I would go to Cheap Tickets. I generally, though, avoid Travelocity because I have never once in all of my searching found them to be the lowest. And so after years of searching and going through this process, if I've never found them to have the lowest price, I just stopped using them. And stopped even looking. So the same with Orbitz, actually. So, but if we run over to Hotwire and check out what their prices are, we can compare those two. But the challenge with Hotwire is that once you book your flight through Hotwire, they actually don't allow you to earn frequent flyer miles. So if frequent flyer miles are important to you, you want to avoid Hotwire. But if price is the most important thing to you, then sometimes they have the best price.
So really it kind of depends on what people are wanting to do. Do you know if that's the case through Expedia? Like, do people get, can they get frequent flyer miles through Expedia if they buy their ticket through Expedia?
I'm not 100% positive. I think it depends on the airline. Sometimes when you go to check in for the airport, you can put in your frequent flyer mile number, and sometimes they won't let you because you booked it on Expedia. But that's generally airline specific. So.
Cool.
So well, on my
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that on my Hotwire search, to fly the exact same flight from JFK to LAX is $279 on Hotwire, which is more expensive than Expedia. But on Hotwire, they also give you the option to change your airport. So if you're willing to fly out of LaGuardia and to fly into the Orange County Airport, which is in the area, it kind of in Burbank, which is right next to LA. I mean, it's basically one city now. The price is $254. So that saves $23 just to fly into a different airport.
And that would be good to know. I mean, if your family lived right there in Orange County somewhere, you know, you wouldn't even have to rent a car to get from LAX to where they lived. Maybe they could come pick you up at that airport if it was closer by to them or something.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, some of these searches that you do, it's like, well, could we fly into this airport instead, and what would be the extra cost? Maybe we'd have to rent a car. Well, would it be $15 to rent a car or $30 to rent a car? And are we going to save 10 bucks, and is it worth it for the extra hassle? And we go through a lot of these questions, but, I mean, really, it might take us 30 minutes, but we travel a fair amount, and so we save 30. I mean, frequently, I think on almost every flight, we save, you know, at least $30 or $40 a ticket over what somebody else is spending.
Absolutely.
I would say. So I think the most important thing is for people to understand the concept of what you're doing and how you're kind of going about it. So you're using all these different websites. What are the top five budget travel sites that you know of?
Well, honestly, in the United States, there aren't really budget travel sites. Most of them tend to be about the same. I go to Expedia first because it's the easiest for me to see, again, like we said earlier, it's easiest for me to see a general price range and who flies into what area, what hotels are available in that area. But you can also, like if you live in Chicago and you know that United is a hub for your city, then you're going to want to go to united.com because a lot of times they'll run specials out of your city. And the same thing for Houston and Continental or, you know, Delta and Atlanta. And so you just need to know what's available in your city. But, I mean, Southwest Airlines is another airline that doesn't show up on Expedia, on Hotwire, doesn't show up on those flights or on those searches. So it's always good to at least run a check to Southwest and see what they're offering too.
So do you have kind of a checklist? You and I should put this together. I know you don't. I'm asking this question. It's a very loaded question. but we should put together a checklist. I think that would be beneficial for people. And out of this call, maybe we can kind of listen back through this call and put together a checklist of kind of the order of things that you go through, because I think that would be helpful for people too, to have a checklist of some kind to go through. Is that something you could do, you think?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can do that.
So if there's all these budget travel sites, but like Southwest isn't included, people can kind of go through that process. You mentioned something that you said there aren't really budget travel sites per se in the U.S. What do you mean? Like that seems like you said, well, there's not really any in the U.S., but where are there budget travel sites and how do you use them and all that?
There are budget travel sites in Europe, especially because Europe is, I mean, they maintain separate countries, but they're the European Union now, so travel between countries has become really easy, and because of that, airlines are able to operate at really low prices because they don't necessarily have to pay the same taxes that they had to pay before to use other airports and to use international airspace, because even though it's still an international flight, it's not, because it's the European Union. So it's like, it's kind of like one big country, even though you still, it's still a good idea to, you still need your passport to travel through, but you don't necessarily, I don't know what I'm trying to say. you don't have to have it if you're a European Union citizen, but it just made things easier for travel within the European Union. So some of those prices are, or some of those websites are Ryanair.com and AirBerlin.com, EasyJet.com. You know, there's a bunch of options for you in Europe that just unfortunately aren't available in the U.S. at this time.
I know one that we were excited about the last time we were there was German Wings, because they had all these routes. We didn't actually fly through them or anything, but we saw all the routes that German Wings flew. Do you remember that? Is it German Wings? Is that right?
It is.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, that's a really great point, too. Once you're in Europe, you can actually fly for really cheap. Obviously, flying out of the U.S., one of the most popular travel destinations, a couple of the most popular travel destinations are Mexico and Hawaii. What would be the cheapest way to find airline tickets or package deals? Or, I mean, what do you recommend? Do you recommend people find package deals, or do you recommend that they go, I guess I don't even know your answer to this question at all, but do you recommend that they fly into an area and get a rental car and a hotel and package and all that? Or, you know, what's the best route there if they're going to Mexico or Hawaii? Or Alaska, I guess, kind of is the same sort of situation, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't done searches for Alaska. But okay. I know for Mexico and Hawaii, again, I would start at Expedia. And they have an option on Expedia where you can choose flight plus hotel, flight plus car, flight plus hotel and car. And that's, again, I mean, that's a really good way to get to know kind of a general price range, who flies into what area, what hotels are available. And then you can look and see what is offered and if any one airline comes up. Like flying out of Denver, I look at Expedia for those destinations, and then I immediately go to Frontier and to United, because both Frontier and United have hubs in Denver. So I know that I'm generally going to be able to find a cheaper option through those two companies when I'm going on kind of bigger vacation types like Alaska and Hawaii. And both Frontier and United offer vacations, so it's just united.com/vacations and frontierairlines.com/vacations, and you can search for flight and hotel. And then I would also look, I would run a hotels.com search, and I would run individual flight searches to see if it's cheaper to book together or if it's cheaper to book them separately, and sometimes it's cheaper together and sometimes it's cheaper separately.
So your real message is spend a few minutes and actually research it?
Right.
Cool. I mean, I think that's a great tip out of this call, if people are able to actually go and spend a few minutes. And I know that, you know, if we're able to put together a checklist, that'll help to kind of simplify that process for people too. Are there any other kind of, we'll wrap this up. I mean, didn't want to take too long, but, you know, just is there any other kind of tips or anything that you'd like to share with people about hunting for travel and travel deals?
The biggest thing is just to spend just a few minutes looking on your own and have a little bit of flexibility if it's at all possible. And I know that sometimes it's not possible, but if you're willing to adjust your flights by even one day, you can save, I mean, $100 per ticket. I mean, that was our experience when we were flying out for Thanksgiving, if we were willing to stay one day later, we could save $100 on each ticket. So, I mean, for us, that was an easy decision to make.
Well, thank you for taking a little bit of time today. And it's kind of funny to be interviewing my wife, but just having the internet marketing background, I thought this would be a really good thing to just get out there and share with people. So thank you for taking a few minutes to share some of your tips. And if they want to get that checklist or get other tips from you, where do they find that?
At carriesclassics.com, CarriesClassics.com.
Awesome. Well, Carrie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
See you in front of the living room soon.
Okay.